AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is expected to announce tomorrow that he is signing an executive order to mandate that public schools in Maryland stay closed for the summer until after Labor Day. But Christopher Lloyd, president of the Montgomery County Education Association, says the post-Labor Day start's a bad idea.
Well, it's good for tourism. I'd argue it's not so good for kids sitting in classrooms.
Because there's a practical reason for a pre-Labor Day start, he says.
The earlier you start school, the more time you have for instruction before mandated tests, like the state tests, the AP tests, various standardized tests that occur in May.
Tomorrow's news conference by the governor will take place in Ocean City, which is currently the only place in Maryland where schools do open after Labor Day. Anthony Weiner was caught sexting again, but this time the wife of the former congressman wasn't so forgiving.
After being publicly humiliated for a third time after the New York Post published photos along with an account of Anthony Weiner sexting with a female Donald Trump supporter, Huma Abedin had enough. The longtime aide to Hillary Clinton announced in a statement that she and Weiner were separating. Donald Trump did not let this go by without commenting. He put out his own written statement saying that he knows Weiner well and Huma made the right decision. He said that Clinton was careless and showed bad judgment in allowing him to have such close proximity to classified information. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Is the Republican Party in Maryland coming back to life in some places that have been deep blue for decades? GOP officials say there are encouraging signs.
Larry Hogan gave everyone hope, says the last Republican to represent Montgomery County in Congress, Connie Morello.
What he's showing is what I think the people want, a center plan. By that I mean one that's going to attract both Democrats and Republicans.
Maryland GOP Executive Director Joe Cluster says they're starting to make waves in some very blue places. Montgomery County's looking at term limits, which may open the door a bit. And
I've set up a victory office in Baltimore City, trying to win our first seat in Baltimore City Council since the 1930s, 40s.
No, he says he's not sure if having Donald Trump at the top of the ticket will help or hurt their efforts. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
George Washington University has hired a former Islamic extremist to work at its Center on Homeland Security. Jesse Morton, who was known as Yunus Abdullah Muhammad when he was a recruiter for Al-Qaeda, a GW spokesman says Morton brings a unique perspective to counterterrorism work. The FBI is warning state officials to boost their election security.
The FBI has said there's evidence that hackers have targeted related data systems in two states. The agency hasn't named them, but describes a compromise of one state's elections board website and an attempted intrusion in another. This as state officials in Arizona tell the Washington Post the FBI alerted them in June that Russians were behind an assault on that state's election system. The report says hackers also targeted voter registration systems in Illinois. The FBI apparently has not specified whether the hackers were criminals or employed by the Russian government. Scott Carr, Washington.
A neighborhood in South Carolina remains on edge after reports that people dressed as clowns have been trying to lure children into the woods.
Greenville County deputies say they found no evidence of anyone behind the apartment complex where children reported clowns trying to attract them with money. A statement from the sheriff's office Monday says officers investigated the wooded area where the clowns were reportedly seen, but found no signs of suspicious activity or characters dressed in clown attire. An incident report from the sheriff's office says several children reported seeing the clowns. Police have beefed up patrols in the area as a precaution. I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,503, the Nasdaq at 52,32. Sports' Tanner Roark allows just four singles over seven innings as the Nats beat the Phillies. The O's lose to the Blue Jays, and the Redskins' final preseason game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers has been moved up to tomorrow night because of potentially severe weather headed for Florida. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Doctor of Democracy.
Rush Limbaugh here, the EIB Network.
Thrilled to be with you.
Rush, weekdays at noon.
You know, folks, you're going to have to learn to trust me.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C., and you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big problems continue. We have the multiple car crash heading into town, in on 50, jammed through Chevrolet. Several cars involved, one of them overturned, only one lane to the far left's getting by. In fact, it's just the shoulder, and there's so much to check out when you pass the scene of this crash. In on 50, right as you come up to Kenilworth Avenue to make that exit, or if your decision is to go into New York, Kenilworth Avenue, either one of those. So delays just inside the Beltway on 50, jam through Chevrolet. Baltimore Washington Parkway, for now, a much better option. You can take Rhode Island Avenue inbound. Those lanes are open if you're heading, say, over toward New York Avenue. Outbound Rhode Island Avenue, just a heads up, that's closed between 10th and 12th Street for ongoing police investigation. Also into town, East Capitol Street, Pennsylvania Avenue, that too could be a good option for you. DC 295 northbound, now with delays near the Suitland Parkway to go in on the 11th Street Bridge, right on the mid-span. Crews were responding to an incident. Wasn't sure if it was a broken down car or a two-car crash, so we'll have more on that in 10 minutes. Virginia 95, a little bit of volume in Stafford. Again, Woodbridge 66, starting to see some brake lights in through Manassas. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any early clouds we see will be clearing out, and we're going to run that temperature up to around 91. Mostly sunny skies. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Leesburg, 66 in Germantown, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. GW has hired a former Islamic extremist to work at its Center on Homeland Security. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on Mornings on the Mall, and we got plenty more for you this morning as you get up and going to start your day. 7:05, Joe Theismann, Redskins legend, to chime in on the Kaepernick controversy. That would be quarterback Colin Kaepernick controversy, which continues. At 7:35, Martha Bonetta, she's a Northern Virginia farmer who is facing $2 million fines for using her land the way she wanted to use it. At 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic, to talk about the passing of Gene Wilder. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Yesterday we learned that Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner have apparently gone Splitsville. They've been apparently estranged for some time now, but in the wake of another sexting situation with Anthony Weiner, Huma Abedin has said that it's over and she is going her own way. This is another sort of black mark against Huma, because many people are saying, well, look, Huma was absolutely in control of very sensitive information, which is at the State Department. And that information may have been in the proximity of a guy who was a loose cannon, was perhaps a security risk. If for no other reason, he could be blackmailed. The family could be blackmailed. And then the family possessed very sensitive information. So there are a lot of people who think that, you know, perhaps this helps her a little bit in not being such a liability. But there are other things. And our question for you here this morning is, do you think that Huma Abedin is a liability to Hillary Clinton as it stands today? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And if you think she's a liability, tell us why. I believe she is still a huge liability because her fingers are in so many different scandals. I mean, here's what we know about Huma Abedin. She was, for a while, working at the State Department, the Clinton Foundation, and this organization known as Teneo Holdings, which was a sort of a Clinton public relations wing of some kind, all at the same time. And that's raising a lot of concerns up on Capitol Hill. How did that go? How was that agreement made? How did that was that allowed to take place? We know that she was the go-between on a regular basis between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. That means she's at the very center of any investigation in whether or not there was a pay-to-play. In other words, did you have to make a donation at the Clinton Foundation in order to get favorable consideration over at the State Department? We know there were a whole series of emails between a guy named Doug Band, who worked at the Clinton Foundation, and Huma Abedin, asking for favors of people who had made big donations to the Clinton Foundation. So she's involved in all of that. That makes her a liability. And then there's this story this morning that I just stumbled into that is in the Daily Caller. And it's about an email chain that comes from an email from 2009, just obtained by the one of these groups that's out there, Citizens United, that just got the whole bunch of emails dumped in them after they, you know, they pestered the State Department enough to give them. They finally had got them. Here's the email. Email indicates, according to the Daily Caller, that very early in her term as the country's top diplomat, Clinton's two closest aides were scandalized by their boss's indifference toward email security. Quote, "This is so unbelievable. She should not be giving her email to everyone," said a frustrated Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills in an April 3, 2009 email exchange with Deputy Chief of Staff Huma Abedin. Abedin responded, "Don't get me started. Personally, I think it's outrageous." So here in 2009, they knew that Hillary Clinton was using an unsecured BlackBerry, an unsecured server, and she was giving her email address to everybody on the planet, and they were concerned about it. And yet, no flags went up. That makes her a liability. But the reason why there'll be no change is because she also knows where all the bodies are buried. She knows all the stuff that there is to know about the Clintons. She's been a fixer for a long time, right alongside Cheryl Mills, and so nothing will actually happen. But I think she is a liability. I think as long as she is there alongside Hillary Clinton, there are going to be a lot of questions about what she knows, what she did, and sooner or later, that's all going to come to critical mass. Well, what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Okay, well, specific to the Anthony Weiner aspect of this, I do think that there's some exposure there. First of all, one has to wonder if Anthony Weiner remained sort of in this relationship or was, you know, allowed to or commanded to stay in this relationship because of what he knows. I mean, Anthony Weiner has been part of the tightest of inner circles of trust with Bill and Hillary Clinton through his wife, Huma Abedin, for over a decade now, because they had a long relationship prior to the marriage. And don't forget, Bill Clinton officiated their wedding.
Yeah.
Anthony Weiner has been very, very close to the entire Clinton family. What does he know?
Mm-hmm.
And for people who say, well, you know, it's ridiculous to say, you know, I think Christine Granholm, the former governor of Michigan, said this yesterday on Andrea Mitchell's show. Oh, to think that he's out there texting national security issues when he's having these relationships with them, and that's ridiculous. I love it when they do this. That's the reddest of herrings. No one's saying that. No one's saying that that's what he's engaged in. What we're saying is that his behavior makes him a huge target for exploitation by foreign intelligence. I talked to our friend Anthony Schaefer, Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who deals in military intelligence. I said, if you were conducting an operation against a foreign country and you knew that somebody that close to the leader, okay, let's just assume Hillary Clinton's going to be our president for a second.
Right.
Huma Abedin is the closest confidant you can have
right.
to the president of the United States. If you knew that that individual's spouse was engaged in this kind of behavior, what would you as an operative do? What would we do? What would our CIA do?
You tried to somehow compromise
would absolutely.
Him.
He's already compromised himself. We
right.
would then exploit that compromise. I mean, we only know what we know about Anthony Weiner. Imagine all of the things
we don't know.
Mm-hmm. And it's not about national security issues, which I believe, you know, listen, when you share a bed with somebody, you talk about things, all right? But setting aside national security for a minute, just knowing what his wife's schedule is is information that a foreign country would want to know. Knowing what the mood and temperament of the president is at any given time is valuable information. It doesn't have to be state secrets. He is a vulnerable, vulnerable person, and that makes Huma Abedin vulnerable. But let's set that aside for a minute. Can we not talk about the judgment and wisdom of Hillary Clinton for keeping Huma Abedin close to him, knowing all of this has been going on? We, the American people, have known this guy is this reckless, perverted person.
Reckless is right.
For over 5 years now. And Hillary Clinton has done nothing, as far as we know. If she gave a press conference and we were able to ask the question, it would be great. What have you done, Hillary Clinton, to protect your operations, your secret information, your sensitive information from the likes of Anthony Weiner? Again, if she didn't do anything, she certainly kept Huma close to her this whole time.
Yeah.
That calls into question her judgment. Can you imagine if the person closest to Donald Trump was married to someone doing this? Do you think there would be a bigger issue going on in the media rather than just treating it like a tawdry little sexcapade?
Yeah.
No, trust me. Hillary Clinton's judgment needs to be called into question here.
There's no doubt that he could have been targeted and may have been targeted in the past. Here's the thing. In the national security arena, if you work, let's say, at the National Security Agency or at the CIA, you are always being asked questions about whether, you know, everything you're doing is on the up and up. And if there is something in your background that leaves you, you know, something that you don't want revealed to the world, that makes you very, very, very vulnerable and targetable. Because if you've got money problems, you got a gambling problem, you got a drug addiction, you got something else going on in your life that you don't want the world to know about, that can be compromised by foreign operatives. And so, yeah, I mean, that's a fair thing to raise. I think it absolutely is a fair thing to raise. Well, what do you think about it? We'll take your calls in a moment. It is now time for traffic and weather on WML. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, one of our trouble spots right now has just happened to crash on 66 heading eastbound right as you come up to 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. And as I look in the traffic cameras, it looks like mostly along the left side with the flashing lights. So 66 east as you approach 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, stay to the right and still have response heading to the scene of that crash. Inside the Beltway through Falls Church, slowing. 95 normal delays through Stafford, Woodbridge, and into Newington. This is not normal getting into town. I've been talking about this crash for the past hour here. In on 50 inside the Beltway, trying to get to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Multiple cars involved, one overturned, and only a shoulder is getting by. And I've been looking at your alternates as well. So here's the deal. 50 delays just inside the Beltway and a solid line of traffic, again, with only one lane to get by right as you come up to New York, Kenilworth Avenue. For the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, yes, we are seeing those delays now through Riverdale to get you past 410. Still looking good, though, if you opt maybe for Pennsylvania Avenue, East Capitol Street, Rhode Island Avenue. Inbound lanes are open to New York and North Capitol Street. Outbound Rhode Island Avenue closed between 10th and 12th. Just heads up there with ongoing police activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny. Eventually, today, 91. Tonight, 72. Wednesday, mostly sunny. That's tomorrow. And then Wednesday night, maybe a shower will rattle through, and that may continue through Thursday morning. But on Thursday, a high of 83. Friday, or in the low 80s. Currently, in the nation's capital, 73 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Here is Katrina Pearson, spokesman for the Trump campaign, talking about Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin.
Huma Abedin is one of the individuals that played a dual role at the State Department, at the Clinton Foundation. And we all know now that classified information was recklessly and carelessly handled. And he just asked the question, who knows what he learned and who he told if he did learn something?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty fair point, I think, by the Trump campaign. What do you think about it? Russ in Centerville, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I think the bigger... First of all, I think it's huge, absolutely huge, that she's got access and providing people with some of the secrets. But the bigger issue, I think, is the continuing scandal after scandal. So the next set of folks coming through are going to say, gee, they did it. Why can't I do it?
Yeah.
And I tell you, if Hillary wins, okay, it's going to be very hard to swallow. Because as my wife would say, we've already had the first crooked wiener in the White House in Bill Clinton. I don't think Hillary could take a second Winger in the White House.
Understood, Russ. Thank you for the triple entendre. I think that one counts as. But I do take your point.
And put Russ on probation.
At what point do we have to start focusing the story and saying this is not about Anthony Weiner and sending pictures and getting involved with anonymous women online? This is about Hillary Clinton's judgment. Over 5 years ago, she knew about this, and she kept Huma close and did not cut them out of her lives. And that has to make you wonder what her judgment is.
Absolutely. Susan in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. For us regular government employees, we have to go through a security clearance process. First off, we've got to complete a form, SF-86, that lists all our foreign contacts or anything like that, which I doubt Huma has ever had to do. Second of all, as part of the process of getting a clearance, they will actually ask you, the investigator, is there anything in your background that you can be blackmailed about?
Yeah, and it can be something minor, right?
It can be minor. If you have foreign relatives, if you have relatives living overseas, that's a big red flag. And I really quite think that Huma Abedin never had to go through the normal security process that the rest of us have to go through. She just got it rubber stamped for Secretary Clinton.
Okay, I think you're right, Susan, and I think that shows a lack of judgment on the part of the candidate, is what it shows. Let's go to Jason in Baltimore. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I just want to make two quick points. The first one would be that this seems to be too convenient for the Hillary campaign that all of a sudden all attention is shifted to a Huma Abedin, who I'm not justifying what she did or what this man, her husband, did, because that's their personal life. But we should focus on the real issues here regarding all the information that the administration was reckless in managing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, last point I want to make is, and just a food for thought, Ryan Lochte has gotten more trouble because of the lie he made about the whole Brazilian issue than what Hillary Clinton and her administration has gotten for being a liar and investigated by the FBI. It's just ironic and weird that the media is giving Lochte harder time than what Hillary Clinton
gets. That's a very good point. All right. Thank you for that call, Jason. It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. You want to call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or your investment property, because renting your home is a great option here in the greater Washington area. If you're in Maryland, Virginia, or D.C., there's such a high demand for rentals because this region is so transient. That means you're sitting on the supply that's going to meet a major demand. And that means, well, it means your home becomes a cash register that rings every month, providing you with great cash flow. But to make Rent Estate really work for you, you need the experts at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. And not only easy, but pretty affordable, too. They'll find quality tenants for top dollar on average in just 17 days. They're going to handle all the pesky paperwork, rent collection, even the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. You don't want to do that. They're going to do it for you at Renter's Warehouse, all for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Think about that. It's nothing. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call them right now. Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we still have this mess on our hands for this rush hour in on 50 as you try to get toward New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Big delays through Chevrolet. The crash involves an overturn. In fact, Cruz just got that car back up on its wheels, so they're making some progress here. But only the left shoulder gets by, jam just inside the Beltway. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that starts to fill in with some of the volume. Also, East Capitol Street ahead. Heading into town, Pennsylvania Avenue, a couple options for you. Suitland Parkway does start to slow near Route 5, getting past Alabama Avenue toward Firth Sterling. That's just that heavy morning volume. Better news, though, on 66. Looks like everything quickly to the shoulder with the crash eastbound as you approach 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what is important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any early clouds we see will be clearing out, and we're going to run that temperature up to around 91. Mostly sunny skies. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is now 626 on WMAL. So is Huma Abedin a liability to Hillary Clinton? At this point, our old friend Lanny Davis weighed in on CNN.
But after 20 years by her side, has Huma Abedin become a liability for Hillary Clinton?
Huma is a great asset for Hillary Clinton, for everyone in the campaign, because she's brilliant, she's dedicated, and she's very loyal.
One former Clinton aide says Hillary Clinton wouldn't get rid of Huma Abedin any sooner than she'd get rid of Chelsea Clinton. Abedin isn't saying anything beyond her announcement of a separation tonight, other than that she and Weiner are focused on doing what's best for their son.
Hmm. Well, and then there was yesterday on the Drive at 5, John Nolte, a writer who had a different take on Huma Abedin and whether or not she was a liability.
And it not only compromises Anthony Weiner, it compromises her, because the embarrassment lands on her. So if they find out, for instance, that Anthony, and I'm totally speculating here, we don't know if this is the case, but if we find, but let's say that a foreign government found out that Anthony Weiner had some sort of sex with an underage woman, you know, a 16-year-old or a 14-year-old or something like that, and they went to Huma Abedin and they said, this is what we got. She is totally compromised. And I don't care if she separates from him, she's still compromised. That is the father of her child.
Yeah. All right. So it looks like this is going to be a continuing conversation, but I think there's zero chance that she would ever part ways.
She knows too much, but it's time for the media to start calling into question Hillary Clinton's judgment in keeping her around.
It is now 6:28.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episode tonight, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
In a moment, we'll reflect on the passing of a beloved actor, Gene Wilder. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL 630. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A prominent African-American supporter of Donald Trump is causing another headache for the Trump campaign after tweeting out a cartoon portraying Hillary Clinton in blackface that cast her as pandering to black voters.
That blackface cartoon of Hillary Clinton is sure to complicate Trump's attempt to court African-American voters, some of whom are still uncomfortable with the rhetoric in the campaign. All this as Trump is set to deliver that immigration policy speech the campaign is hoping will finally clear the air on where Trump stands on key points involving illegal immigration.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is seizing on the latest trouble hitting the Hillary Clinton campaign, the sexting scandal involving Anthony Weiner, the husband of longtime Clinton advisor Huma Abedin.
He's a sick person, and, you know, she has access to classified information. To think that it's very likely that much of this information Anthony Weiner would know about. And I think it's something that was terrible.
Abedin announced yesterday she is separating from Anthony Weiner. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and State Controller Peter Franchot have a news conference tomorrow in Ocean City, where it is widely expected now that Hogan will announce an executive order mandating that public schools across Maryland not begin fall classes before Labor Day from now on. George Washington University has hired a former Al-Qaeda recruiter to join the school's Center for Cyber and Homeland Security. Jesse Morton was formerly known as Yunus Abdullah Muhammad when he once denounced the U.S. and made threats against the creators of the TV series South Park for depicting the Prophet Muhammad in a bear suit. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,503. The Nasdaq at 52.32. Sports, the Nationals expand their lead in the NL East with a win over the Phillies. The O's fall farther back in the AL East with a loss to the first-place Blue Jays. And the Redskins-Buccaneers preseason game has been moved up from Thursday night to tomorrow night because of severe weather headed for Florida. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles, voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 southbound. Heavy delays out of Frederick. We've had that most of the morning, but now we have an incident reported southbound right as you come up to the exit for 109 in Hyattstown. On the Beltway, outer loop as you head past 50, the John Hanson Highway up ahead, slow to the crash right near 450. For 50 delays, it's been a mess this morning. A couple cars involved. One was overturned back on its wheels, but in on 50, jammed from the Beltway as you try to get to the exit for New York, Kenilworth Avenue. Looks like they're getting, may have an extra lane now, getting by, trying to get everything over to the shoulder now that that car, again, back on its wheels. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road, 210, the volume as you push north toward the Capitol Beltway. Let's get you into Mount Vernon, Virginia, southbound Route 1. Right between north and southbound Buckman Roads, they have southbound Route 1 closed with an incident. Northbound lanes are open, but watch for police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like the tropical system will continue to make the impact a little farther to our south. We will work in mostly sunny skies, hit 91 today. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Springfield, 63 in Bowie, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. In just a few moments, we'll talk to Joe Theismann. What does he think about Colin Kaepernick and his refusal to stand during the national anthem? He'll tell us at 7:05. 7:35, a Virginia farmer who has been heavily fined in her crime, she held a birthday party at her farm. At 8:05, Christian Toto will join us to talk about the passing of Gene Wilder. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
What an iconic pop culture figure, Gene Wilder, who passed away yesterday at the age of 83. And we want to take a moment to remember him, and remember him the way that I think any Hollywood actor wants to be remembered, through the work that they did that brought us so much pleasure, and in Gene Wilder's case, so much joy and so much laughter. So why don't you give us a call and give us your favorite memory, 888-630-9625. Your favorite Gene Wilder movie, your favorite Gene Wilder character, and there's so much to choose from. I mean, be it that right there, Willy Wonka, which for many of us was our first exposure to Gene Wilder in that incredible movie that I know they tried to remake, but boy, they couldn't come close, could they? To, of course, Blazing Saddles.
What's your name?
Well, my name is Jim, but most people call me Jim.
Or, of course, another Mel Brooks great, Young Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Oh.
You're putting me on.
No.
It's pronounced Frankenstein.
I mispronounced it. Of course, The Producers, which was his first Mel Brooks film when he was teamed up with Zero Mostel. And then, of course, the three great movies that he made. Well, two great movies and one semi-okay movie with Richard Pryor. Mm-hmm. Silver Streak was a great movie. And also his solo work. And, of course, he was the widower of Gilda Radner, thank you, who passed away from cancer back in the 80s. And just everything about this man's life that played out before us over the last several decades, until he sort of became reclusive in his illness here toward the end. It really is something, I got to say. And so share us your favorites, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I'll always remember him in Willy Wonka. I mean, he just burst off of the screen because he was so unique.
Yeah.
He was so different. He was unlike any other actor. The way he presented himself, he wasn't handsome. He didn't have necessarily the best voice for an actor, but he was so quirky and so different. And so definitely in that movie. But I got to say, there's one moment in Young Frankenstein, or is it Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
That just exemplifies, it personifies exactly Gene Wilder's style, and it was the scene when he started to discover that he put an abnormal brain, you know, when the brain was swapped. So he pulled Igor over, right, Marty Feldman, and he says, you know, when he wants to confess where he got the brain, he says, where did you get the brain? And Igor says, and you won't be angry? And almost immediately, stepping right on the line, Gene Wilder goes, I will not be angry. That just that contained hysteria that he always seemed to, it was just a wonderful thing.
You brought me an abnormal brain? I just love that scene.
Are you trying to tell
that's
me?
That's unbelievable.
It is just, he always had hysteria just simmering right at the surface.
And in that same movie, one of my favorite scenes is when he's teaching the monster how to dance.
Oh, God, yes.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
You know, I think those two movies that he did, well, the Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein, Frankenstein, are my two favorite Mel Brooks movies. I mean, I think his portrayals of those characters were just classic. And Young Frankenstein, I think, is really my personal favorite. Yeah. I must have watched it 100 times when I was younger, and I still, if I see it, I'll stop and watch it because it's such a good movie and so many good lines. But the casting in that show was just amazing. But Gene Wilder's portrayal there of Dr. Frankenstein was just brilliant. Just brilliant.
So you like that one better than Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles, I mean, it's hard to call. Yeah. They're very good. They're both very good.
They are. Back to The Producers, which not as many people have seen, and most people now just think of the great Broadway musical that was created with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick creating the roles of Zero Mostel, recreating, I should say, of Gene Wilder. But this was the first Mel Brooks movie he did, and he did sort of show this glimpse of, again, this hysteric that is so funny.
My blanket, my blue blanket, give me my blue blanket.
That's a classic Gene Wilder line that shows up in every movie.
I'm hysterical. I can't stop when I get like this. I can't stop. I'm hysterical. I'm wet. I'm hysterical and I'm wet. I'm in pain and I'm wet.
That Zero Mostel tries to throw water on him. It tries to just slap him in the face.
Yeah.
And it doesn't change anything.
No,
it really was. What a classy guy, too, from everyone. I haven't heard any story of anyone who worked with him in Hollywood who didn't think
he was classy. A very nice fellow, from all accounts.
So, Willy Wonka, we bid you adieu, and we bid you, please, that your soul shall rest in peace as you make your way into the great beyond. And it's interesting. So many people say, you know, well, he's reunited with his true love, Gilda Radner, and there is definitely some truth to that. But, you know, we shouldn't forget the fact that he was married to a woman named Karen Boyer, his last wife after Gilda Radner, and they were married for 25 years,
right, absolutely.
Longer than he was married to Gilda Radner, actually. And, of course, she is a grieving widow today. And it was kind of, you know, something to just bear in mind as we do, of course, reflect on that great love affair that he had with Gilda Radner. And it is wonderful that their souls are reunited. But you know what? He also had a very loving wife
since Gilda Radner, right. and she is grieving today. So rest in peace, Willy Wonka. We shall always remember you, and thank you for giving us all that joy. Once again, at 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic, will give us more reflections on his legacy.
It's 6:44.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal. Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Mount Vernon area, still with the accident. Watch for police to get you around, but you can now use Route 1 southbound past Buckman Road North down toward Buckman Road South. Those two interchanges, they had everyone stopped, but now again, one lane is open. Northbound Route 1, Richmond Highway, had been open the entire time. For Interstate 95, heavy through Stafford to Aquia, Woodbridge, and toward Newington, just that heavy delay starting to form. From Maryland 95, a different story with the crash. Southbound between Route 100 and 175. I'm looking at delays. Oh boy, they're really stacking up here before you even get to 195. So plan for extra time. Southbound 95, Baltimore-Washington Parkway hung up in that area as well into Jessup and again into Laurel. 270 southbound near 109. Watch for accident activity. In through town, that's been a tough trip. In on 50 as you approach New York Kenilworth Avenue. Had multiple cars involved in the crash. Most of that activity over to the right side, but still delays just about back to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Looks like the tropical system will continue to make the impact a little farther to our south. We will work in mostly sunny skies, hit 91 today. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is now 6:46 on WMAL. All right, so you often hear Donald Trump say that the election is rigged. I don't know if this is what he means, but it certainly raised a few eyebrows when it was learned yesterday that the FBI has alerted election officials all over the country to be on the alert because certain election systems in the country had been hacked, apparently by Russian hackers. The FBI, according to many reports, here's one from Politico, had received information about separate IP addresses attempting to hack into two different state board of election websites. It's Arizona and Illinois. And they go on in some of the reporting to say that the Illinois hacking was more serious and actually forced officials to shut down the voter registration system for 10 days in July. Hmm. The Arizona intrusion, while it was real, did not appear to be as successful. Apparently, there were more roadblocks to it, and they were unable to do that. And so a lot of people are out there saying, look, if you've got an election system, you better look at it very carefully. And in fact, there's some consideration being given. And to having, the federal government provide some kind of extra layer of security for some of these websites so that they can be protected. There's a lot of concern about, you know, somebody wanting to mess up the election. I'm not quite sure how getting voter registration rolls could mess up an election. I'm not sure how that works, but apparently it is something they're very concerned about.
Yeah, I don't know if the concern is necessarily, they are concerned that it's going to mess up the election, or they're just concerned that hackers have gotten this information because the voting rolls, do they have private personal information on there, right?
That is true. But, I mean, what they seem to be saying, this is not an attempt to get information so that you can, steal someone's identity. They believe that this is somehow an attempt to get into the system so that you could have some kind of impact on the reporting of election results. I don't know exactly what they're concerned about, but they are concerned about it to the point where they're actually thinking about coming in with some pretty sophisticated technology to protect some of these election websites.
Well, Illinois had to shut down their website, their registration system, because it was so bad. Arizona wasn't as bad.
Yeah.
Today's the primary day in Arizona,
too.
That's
right.
By the way. So.
Yeah, John McCain is facing a tough battle against a former state senator who is vowing to retire the five-term Republican one day after his 80th birthday. He turned 80 yesterday. And I understand that, remember, you know, Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe, he's facing a trio of challengers in a very tough primary as well.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with John McCain. As you just mentioned, he turned 80 yesterday. He's now going for his sixth term, which means he's been in for 30 years as a senator in Arizona, and he wants six more years. And, of course, we remember 6 years ago when he was running and he faced a challenge from J.D. Hayworth, and he made that commercial saying, let's build the damn fence.
Yep.
And then he didn't really focus much on building that fence. Speculation is that his toughest competition is a former state senator named Kelly Ward, a doctor who has been inching up in the polls. But there are a couple of other people who are running. So it's possible that the non-John McCain vote may split amongst three different people, and John McCain could win his nomination once again.
It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit Hope TMS.
Can you believe that Labor Day is almost upon us? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I don't know what you have planned for the holiday weekend, but if you want to save some money, improve your home's value, and lower your utility bills year-round, here's something you should plan on. Thompson Creek Window Company is having their first ever factory blowout sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Thompson Creek Window Company, as you know, designs, builds, and installs their own windows right from their local factory. There is no middleman. And remember, this offer is for 3 days only, and appointments are filling up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK to schedule your appointment and qualify for their factory blowout pricing this holiday weekend. That's 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details or call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
All right, let's check, see how your money's doing. Oh, looky there. There's Morgan Brennan in the CNBC news desk. Hello, Morgan.
Hello, good morning. So stocks are on track for their seventh straight month of gains this year, but futures now point to a lower open today. Those futures weakened when Europe ruled that Apple received illegal tax breaks from Ireland and has ordered Apple to pay $14 billion in back taxes. Now, Apple and Ireland say they will appeal. The U.S. government will also have something to say, and that pressure could reduce the penalty eventually. A sweet deal has turned sour. Oreo cookie maker Mondelez is dropping its $23 billion offer to buy Hershey. Hershey gave Mondelez the kiss-off, saying the offer was too low. Mitsubishi Motors has been ordered to stop selling 8 vehicles in Japan because the car maker overstated their fuel economy. American Airlines President Scott Kirby has left that airline, moving over to take the same position at United. And Southwest Airlines and its pilots union have agreed, in principle, on a new contract that would raise pilots' pay and benefits for the first time in 4 years. I'm Morgan Brennan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Come on, you've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hi, I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 through Manassas Centerville, that normal volume. Manassas trying to get up to Route 28. If you're on Liberia Avenue, unusual backups. We have a crash north side of Liberia Avenue. Right as you come up to Euclid Avenue, that's before you get to 28. Do watch for police direction. In Mount Vernon, southbound Route 1, just past the first Buckland Road, you can now get by the accident under police direction, northbound open through that stretch. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road, then continuing on to 295, slows toward the Naval Research Lab. On 50, that's been a mess this morning inside the Beltway, jammed to New York. Kenilworth Avenue had the multi-car crash over to the far right. Now they're trying to get the lanes to get you by. And for Maryland 95, accident southbound, south of Route 100 before 175. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today it's eventually going to become very sunny outside and a high of 91. 72 will be the overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, looks like a nice day, 91 degrees. And then Wednesday night, we may see a shower or thunderstorm move into the area, and that shower may continue through Thursday morning, where there could be morning showers and thunderstorms and a high of 83. Friday, we're looking at temperatures that are pretty moderate, temperature around 82 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is now 5:56 on WMAL.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The noisiest silent protest I've ever heard. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick says he will refuse to stand and salute the American flag during the renditions of the national anthem. He intends to sit down in a silent protest all year long, maybe beyond. He told the press after his protest that, "I'm not going to stand up and show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." I think Kaepernick is missing the point. The very reason he is able to stage his protest is because people fought and died to defend that flag. 2 years ago, Kaepernick signed a $126 million contract. Seems like things turned out pretty good for him in America. I wonder what Kaepernick would say to a veteran who also won't stand during the anthem. Not because she is conducting a silent protest that he announced to the world, but because she lost her legs defending all of us overseas. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up on WMAL.
Find a Northern Virginia farmer over $2 million. Why? Well, we'll talk to her coming up.
Also, Joe Theismann weighs in on the Colin Kaepernick controversy. It's all straight ahead. 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. It is time for some news.